It's Classic Hits 4C8. Well, my special guest this morning, and he is angry, and I think he's got good reason to be angry as well. As you well know, if you've driven between Kuranda and Cairns in the last couple of months, it seems to be, you've only got one lane working on the Barron River there at Kuranda, the bridges, which is a bit of a delay for a lot of people. What is happening? And I guess it begs the larger question, what's happening with this connection between the coast and the Tablelands? Federal member for Kennedy and, of course, part of the Cairns region as well, Bob Catter joins me this morning. G'day, Bob. I believe you're angry, and I think you've got good reason to be as well.
The Kuranda Range Road is used as the lifeline for 70,000 people. I mean, there's 50,000 people living on the Upper and Tableland, Maria Baratheon and all the other towns up there. And there's another 20,000 in the Cowan Yarmouths, Pomperows, Normantons, Georgetowns, Corumbas. There's another 20,000. So 70,000 people, that is their lifeline. Now, their lifeline is being constricted, if not cut regularly, by the closure of the bridge. And no one will tell us what's wrong with the bridge or whether it's going to be fixed or any other information vital to know with this umbilical cord for Far North Queensland.
Let's just clarify that, because I understand you've actually put an inquiry through to the main roads minister, Mark Bailey, here in Queensland, just for more information as to what's happening there with the Barron River bridges. And I believe the response has been, it's too complicated and they're not going to release the report.
That is correct. So we're going to go on with a one-way bridge that obviously is dangerous. I mean, they wouldn't be cutting down the number of cars on it. It's obviously dangerous. So we're going to continue to use a dangerous bridge, but it constricts the flow on a massive scale. I mean, I can't make Mareeba to the CBD in under 53 minutes. So kick that up now to over an hour. Now, you want to be naughty and take risks? You can. But I'm just saying that. Watch. Now, almost Mr. Radcliffe and Ross Binstead insisted upon me having a look at the old bridle track. And Martin Penny, a very great Northern Development Minister, Martin, looking back on, Martin would go on and on about the bridle track. His father had a string of horses and he had the contract. And those old blokes, you know, Blackson, Lawson, Wentworth in the case of Sydney, and Cunningham in the case of Brisbane, they found on horseback what is still the pathway through the range. Well, you know, it was his grandfather, his Italian name, but it wasn't Teddy, picked out this bridle track, and it's still on the map. What amazed me is it's still on the map. But you can get from Mareeba without any bridges or anything of that nature. You can get from Mareeba straight to Cairns in the space of about 19 or 18 minutes, not breaking the speed limit. Now, all right, we need $1,500 million to do that. But I have secured over $2,000 million on the southern approaches to Cairns over the last 7 or 8 years. So, I mean, it's not a lot of money. If I can get it there, I can get it here. And the return here is huge. We are constricted to a tourism industry because we can't open up our mining industry because the product, the only port in North Queensland is Townsville, and we've got to go through Charters Towers, which is south of Townsville. That's the only way to get out. Figaro Zinc employed 1,000 people and fell over because it couldn't possibly meet the cost of hauling the ore nearly 1,000 kilometres. But for the people of the Tablelands, you know, the greater Atherton area, the greater Mareeba area, I mean, to be able to get through. And if you're coming in from Normanton or Corumba or Pomperell, Kionyama, and, you know, you've got another hour on the trip and a wait to get across this bridge.
Sure.
I mean, if this was Brisbane, well Brisbane's building a $7 million tunnel. Originally, the tunnel was $5 million. Now it's over $7 million. So you can rest assured it'll be over 10 or 12 by the time it's finished. But that brings to $30 million the transport tunnels they've got in Brisbane. $30,000 million for them and nothing for North Queensland.
Now, you are talking about $1. A small amount of tunnelling here, but basically this bridle track alternative that you talk about, as I understand it, it's basically a straight line from about Davies Creek there just to the east of Mareeba, and if you draw a straight line directly to the CBD, that's the route that you're talking about, and I understand a lot of it is actually very, very open country with about, what is it, about 1 or 2 kilometres worth of tunnelling that would need to be done?
Yeah, a little bit over. For 1 kilometre, right? And that puts you straight into the CBD port, you know, where you're on that road that leads straight down to the port. And then we now have, we can open up that great mineral province behind us. We have the biggest river in Australia, the Mitchell River, which starts 30 kilometres from Cairns itself, right? And we can open that up to irrigation. And, you know, people have some sort of idea that irrigation is bad. That is the hungriest country, that Petford in that area. It's the hungriest country I've seen in North Queensland, and I've seen some bloody hungry country. I've owned some hungry country and mining country, you know. But it's the hungriest country. You know, when you turn that into a wonderland of trees and, you know, crops and everything else, but at the present moment, we're wearing the Chinese woman's shoe. Our feet can't grow because we're bound up by having no way of getting from that side of the Great Dividing Range to this side of the Great Dividing Range. Well, you can go via Innisfail, but that's not a real good road either. None of these roads were ever built to take heavy transportation. So no industry can take place up there, Murray.
And look, I know it's been a long-term issue. I'd love to talk about crocodiles while I've got you, but I know that you've got to go. But I think long-term, we've got to keep focusing on this. And as you said, you know, as the member for the southern part of Cairns federally, you've managed to get some very good funding there for the Bruce Highway. This is something that just needs to be addressed, and federal funding is required as well. Bob, I understand you've got to go. Look, I can understand your anger, and there's ongoing issues here. Keep on beating the drum, and great to talk to you this morning, Bob.
We get outvoted in the state parliament. Both Liberals and Labor voted to do nothing about the crocodiles yet again. You know, people are dying in the most cruel and terrible way. We've got to stand up on that issue. But, Murray, there's other ones to lay down this air. We're going to get this, but we've got a lot of fighting to do between now and then. God bless all the listeners.
Catch up with